Part of the Floyd Grown Initiative is about cultivating local agriculture, products, and experiences, otherwise known as agritourism. As small rural counties go, Floyd is already a tourist destination in the region, but it wants to become a brand and market its wares way beyond its borders. Ladina Martin is Floyd's Community and Economic Development Director.
Our tourism director, Pat Sharkey, really came up with the idea that a certain number of people visit Floyd and fall in love, and we want to be able to follow them home. So that if they want to be able to continue to buy products, you know, from Adam's website, they can still get that.
Adam Fisher is one of the winners of a recent competition for grant money to help bring niche businesses like his to the next level. He's using the money to create that website.
I dry mushrooms that I cultivate and forage for shelf-stable sales.
Fisher is pulling a multitude of fungi out of a bag from inside a large cooler.
So we got some nice rain last week, and so this is Lataporus cincinnatus, chicken of the woods.
Fisher calls himself a landless farmer. His passion is permaculture, particularly sustainably harvesting wild mushrooms from the woods.
Being a farmer, a young farmer, obtaining land is really hard. And so that's a huge obstacle for people, anybody trying to start a farm that don't have access to land.
Mm-hmm. So people let you go on their land and do this. I mean, that sounds surprising in a certain way.
I have good relationships with folks in Floyd, and for the most part, people don't mind. And I always, whenever I'm foraging on someone's land, offer them some, you know, give them whatever they want. If they want them, some people will take it, some don't.
Fisher moved here from North Carolina to forage in a place that has no end of wooded areas, a stake in sustainability, and people who get it.
Here in Floyd, more people are alternative living-minded, you know, especially chefs really appreciate the wild mushrooms. But for, like, the most part, my family is like, you do what? I'm like, yeah, walk around the woods and pick mushrooms.
He's using the prize money he won from the Floyd Grown Initiative to join what the project calls a virtual storefront where customers can find him online.
I mean, for me, I'm not good at a computer, and so it allowed me to have financial assistance to get a website up and running, and, you know, I got to pay someone to design labels for me, which was huge because, you know, I have these variety of products that I need and want to sell, but they have to have a label designed to be approved by VDEX before I can sell them, and so it was just huge, and I didn't have the financial resources to do that.
VDACS, the Virginia Department of Community Services, is also one of several funders for this Floyd Grown initiative. You can see a list of the others on our website. Their goal is to help fill some of the holes for agricultural entrepreneurs like Adam Fisher. A website here, some farm equipment there, a little bit of seed money can go a long way. I'm Robbie Harris.